Today's Shir's Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes Vav. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph at the new Perek. We begin the Perek of Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. The Melech HaShleima explains that this Perek actually begins a new phase of learning of our Masechta. Till the end of the Masechta, he explains, we will now be focused on Esuri D'Rabbonim, different situations that Chazal said we may not do something on Shabbos because it's an issa d'rabbanan, and he says we've actually begun having that discussion in our previous parak when we started speaking about kippah begadim, folding begadim on Shabbos, and our Mishnah is a continuation of that discussion. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, as we get deeper into our parak, that on Shabbos Chazal did not allow us to save things from a fire. The Gemara is going to explain why Chazal made such a gzeira. And now the Gemara begins to discuss that under certain circumstances, we may save things from a fire. So says the Mishnah Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Tanach, Matzilin, Oison, we could save them on Shabbos of Pnei Hadlika. But as we're going to learn in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's Shir, what it means that we're allowed to save them doesn't mean in a situation of being over the Raisa. Just as we've discussed in our previous Shur, Chazal said that if you have a Mavli, if you have an alleyway which is open to the Rishus HaRabim, you may only carry in that alleyway if it has shtufei mavos. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us that that's only a derabbanan, because midaraisa, that mavui is a rishus hayochid, and you would be allowed to carry there. So our Mishnah is teaching us, under the circumstances which we will learn in our Mishnah, that even though there's no erev, even though there's no shtufei mavos, we're allowed to carry over there. And again, the focus here is that there's only a derabbanan to under discuss. But if it's a situation of a deraisa, then the halacha is that it would be usher to do anything, unless, of course, when it's a situation of sakonas nefashis. When it's a situation of sakonas nefashis, then everything, of course, becomes permitted. Furthermore, Tosfos says, this what we're saying is that we're only allowed to save things, says Tosfos, that's in the chatzah where there's a fire. For as we're going to learn in this parak, that somebody is concerned because of the fire, he may come to extinguish the fire. But if the fire is not near the chatzah where we're trying to take things out, so there the concern of somebody being bohol, of somebody being bohol, amamoinoi, is much less of a consideration, and therefore we could be more lenient. The Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos. He says very sharp words, zusvara b'loi raya. And he says, if we're concerned not to violate the Rabbonans, we're never allowed to violate the Rabbonan under any circumstances. If we're concerned, as we just said, that you may come to extinguish the fire and be over the rice up, then you're never allowed to do it under any circumstances. And if we're learning, I saw the Achronim point out, I saw that the Mezgeres HaShulchan points out, that we're being very careful to emphasize that everything that's being permitted in our Mishnah is only the Rabbonim. A deraisa is not permitted. So if somebody has a mezuzah on their home, and chas v'shalom there's a fire, again, I have to emphasize, where there is no situation of sakonas nefashis, says the Mezgeres HaShulchan, you're not allowed to take down that mezuzah, even if you're just going to take it to a chatzar, a mavi that doesn't have an eriv. Why? Because taking down a mezuzah is the melacha of soiser, which is a melacha of deraisa, and therefore, we're not allowed to do it. So the Ran asks a question. Here we're saying that only under limited circumstances we're permitting one to violate a drabonim. We learned, we're going to learn again, that the Gemara says, Mishaych Shechla B'derech, somebody is traveling Friday, late Friday afternoon, and he has money that he in his hand. The loch is, he could carry it, pachs mi arba amas. He could carry in the Shusrabim less than 4 amas at a time to avoid Chil Shabbos. So why over there are we ready to be lenient? And why in our case, in our Mishnah, we're being very limited, as we're going to see, only Tanakh, only on the circumstances. So the Ran answers. There, it's not a situation of a fire. And since it's not a situation of a fire, people are much more b'yishvadas. And therefore, if we're going to tell him, you can't save your money, he may come to Chil Shabbos. Here it's just the opposite. In the situation of a fire, a person, once he starts doing things, won't start thinking carefully, what may I do? And what may I do? What may I not do? And therefore, the halacha is that we have to be stricter. The Ramban takes a different approach. The Ramban's approach is that where are we talking about the case of Mishaych Shelach B'Derech is he's holding money in his hand. And now it becomes Shabbos. If we're going to tell that person, take the money and throw it and leave it, people are not really even able to do so. So Chazal had to come up with a solution that will be reasonable. And therefore they said, carry it, pox, midalat amas. But in our case, we're not actually doing something. The question is, if there's a fire, what may we go and do? And since we're allowed to, so now the Mishnah is teaching us, the Mishnah, the sugyas, we're going to learn what we may do and what we may not do. There's a machlokes. What is, since we're saying that we're a little more lenient by drabonans, what's going to be halacha if the item that needs to be taken out, we're taking it out, let's say, to Rosh Hashanah, but it's muksa? Can we be lenient by muksa? The Sma says that muksa we could be lenient. The Tor paskins that we can't be lenient by muksa. But the Ran, and actually the Yerushalmi, ask a very fundamental question. We've discussed numerous times in our shiurim in this Masechta the machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda regarding melach shen etzricha legufa. So the Ran, the Yerushalmi, asked that somebody who's carrying something out because of a fire, isn't that a situation of melach shen etzricha legufa? As Rashi always explains the melach shen etzricha legufa, something that's only done as a reaction to a current situation is called a melach shen etzricha legufa. So why should it be usur to take it out? It's anything. Even if I carry it to Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't be more than an issur derabanan. So the Yerushalmi indeed says that our whole Mishnah is only referring to a situation where we're only going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a melach shen etzricha legufa yechayiv on Shabbos. But indeed, if we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon, that holds a melach shen etzricha legufa potter, then everything would be able to be carried out, even to Rosh Hashanah, because even when you're carrying anything to Rosh Hashanah, you're not more than, again, the items that we're talking about, we're not violating more than a issur derabanan. The Ran, however, takes a different approach. The Ran's approach is that even though there are melach shen etzricha legufa is a derabanan, he says there are different degrees of isuri derabanan. And melach shen etzricha legufa, he calls a shvus chomer. And even though we're being lenient to be matzel, the Sefer Torah, and the Kisvei Kodesh, for only, he says, may we do so in a situation where it's a regular shvus. But melach shen etzricha legufa is a shvus chomer we can't be lenient. So again, teaches us the Mishnah, Kol Kisvei Kodesh, Tanach, Metzil HaYisrael Mepnei Hadleika, we could save it if there's a fire on Shabbos. Bein Shekarim Behem, whether there are Nevi'im, that the halacha is we could read from Nevi'im on Shabbos, or whether it's ksuvim, which we don't read in Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses. Rashi in his first pshat says that they never read ksuvim, they never read haftorah mafter, they never read haftorah from ksuvim. But then Rashi calls Rabbeinu Levi. He says that we don't read ksuvim on Shabbos because they used to say the drasha, and the Rabbanim said very important speeches at that time. Ksuvim are very interesting, and therefore Rabbeinu Levi says, Chazal said don't read ksuvim on Shabbos, because if you're going to read ksuvim on Shabbos, you may come to ignore the Rav's drasha, which is critically important, because that's when the Rabbanim used to teach them what's mutter and what's asur. And continues the Mishnah. We're going to discuss this in the Gemara at length. Why does it make a difference if it's written in any language? Tunim Geniza. The halacha is that anything that's written in any Lashon needs Geniza. But I saw a fascinating tshuva from the Shas, in the Shas of Tshuvas Chelkos Yaakov, Or Chaim Simon Mem. He says that many times you find in yeshivas, in shuls, there are svarim that are still in good shape. But even though they're in good shape, people don't use them anymore. The question that was posed to him is there was a yeshiva in Switzerland where he was a rav, Rab Reish Zatzal, and there was a yeshiva that had svarim that were donated to the yeshiva that were written with a German translation. When there were people who spoke and read German, not as nobody in the yeshiva who reads or speaks German, so they have absolutely no use for those svarim. So the question is, can they be put into Geniza? Can they be put into Shefer, into Shemus? And he says a tremendous chiddush. He says that the din of Geniza is only said on a Sefer which is no longer usable because it decayed. But a Sefer which is usable, even though we won't necessarily learn or use that Sefer, it's not something that should be put into Shemus. It's not something that should put into Geniza. We have an obligation to put it away in a proper place, and therefore, like that, it'll be protected properly. But don't put it into Shemus if it's in good shape. Umaname in Karen, why don't we read Ksuvim on Shabbos? Nei bitl beis medrash, like we said, they used to give the Shurim in Shabbos, and people should not read Ksuvim. So I saw a tremendous vart from the Gra. We know there's a difference in the Nusach that we say in Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos versus the Nusach that we say during the week. During the week, we say Magdal Yeshuas Malkoi, and on Shabbos, we say Migdal Yeshuas Malkoi. And he said, what's the difference between Magdal and Migdal? Why do we say during Shabbos Migdal, and during the week we say Magdal? So he says a chiddush. He says the pasuk that says Magdal Yeshuas Malkoi is a pasuk in Tehillim. Tehillim is Ksuvim, and we just learned that on Shabbos we don't say Ksuvim, but the pasuk of Migdal Yeshuas Malkoi is a pasuk in Shmuel, which is a pasuk in Neviim. Neviim we do say on Shabbos. And then there's a very interesting vart from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Baal HaTanya. He says that in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei by Mincha on Shabbos, we say, Ata Echad, Mika Amcha. So most people say, Mika Amcha Yisrael. He says that the right Nusach to say is Mika Amcha Yisrael. Because he says this also is a pasuk that we find twice the similar pasuk. In Shmuel, the pasuk says, Mi ka'amcha ki Yisrael. In Divrei Hayomim, it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Divrei Hayomim is Ksuvim. Shmuel is Neviim. And we're learning here in our Mishnah and Gemara that on Shabbos we don't say Ksuvim. So that's why the Baal HaTanya said it's better to say on Shabbos by Mincha, Mi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, the way the pasuk is said in Shmuel, versus to say Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, which is the way the pasuk is said in Ksuvim. Fascinating. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Ksuvim Targum, Abukhaloshin. What's going to be the halacha if Hayu Ksuvim Targum Abukhaloshin, if Tanakh was written in Targum or any other language? Rav Hunama, Ematzin Lanu Sum of Ne'ed Leika, Rav Yehuda says we may, Rav Huna says we may not save them from Ne'ed Leika, Rav Chizal Ematzin Lanu Sum of Ne'ed Leika, we may save them from a fire. So this is the Gemara. I leave it to Mount Omer, according to the opinion, little licorice behem, that you may read Tanakh, which is translated into any language, the Kul Amalei Plegi D'Metzilin. So certainly if they're allowed to be written, they're allowed to be saved. No question. Ki Plegi, when do we have a Mechlekes? I leave it to Mount Omer, to lay Nitin licorice behem. The Gemara, Mesech, the Gitnin, and other places, has a discussion if you're allowed to write Tanakh in different languages. So according to Manda Omer, that you're not allowed to put Tanakh into other languages, so Rav Huna Omer Eimet Zilin, therefore you can't save them, you're not allowed to read them. Rav Chizda Omer Eimet Zilin, Rav Chizda says, we may save them, because Mishum B'Zayin Kisvei Kodesh, there's a issue of B'Zayin Kisvei Kodesh that we have to be concerned about, even though Loi Nitl Likris Behem. But Tysus, the very Maskal, leave the Manda Omer, makes a very important point. Tosfos says that Bizman Azeh, certainly Tanakh may be written in any Lashon. Because Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masech the Gittin, Daf Samach Amun Aleph, that the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Eis Lasas Lashem Heferet Harasecha. As we know, Torah Sheba Peh was originally only allowed to be learned orally, Torah Sheba Peh. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said that people just wouldn't remember the Torah Sheba Peh. So he says it was an Eis Lasas Lashem. The times required that our favorite Torah Secha, we should allow that the Torah Sheba Peh should be written. So says Tosfos, just like the Halach, they allowed Torah Sheba Peh should be written, they also allowed the Kisvei Kodesh to be translated into other languages for people who don't understand different languages. And therefore, Bizman Azeh point out all the Rishonim, the Machlokes of Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, is actually not relevant. However, the Ravid, based on our Gemara, because it's clear that the halacha is that you're not allowed to write Kisvei Kodesh in other languages, only for the reason that Tosfos just taught us. So says the Ravid, if somebody is proficient in Lashon HaKodesh, he shouldn't study Tanakh in other languages. He says the Mishnah Berurah, that what the Ravid says only refers to Torah Sheba Ksav. That the Ravid is telling us that because of Torah Sheba Ksav, for Torah Sheba Ksav, the halacha is we could preferably only learn it in Lashon HaKodesh unless you have no choice. Torah Sheba Peh, says the Mishnah Berurah, because there are people that don't have the ability, even people who understand Lashon Kodesh, understand other languages better, so there we could be more lenient. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah, however, says that if you have Tanakh that's written in Lashon Kodesh, and you have Tanakh that's written B'chol Lashon, it's preferable to save the Tanakh that's written in Lashon HaKodesh, very much along the lines of our Gemara. Ask the Gemara on the opinion of Rav Huna. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol Kisvei Kodesh Matzilan Sobim Leika, we're allowed to save all Kisvei Kodesh because of a fire. Bein Shekarim Behem, Bein She'en Karim Behem. Whether we read them, whether we don't read them, Abishik Sobim Koloshin. It's important to point out that Rashi in the Mishnah points out that there was the Targum Yonasan Ben Azil on Nevi'im. And how can we say, therefore, that it's something which is not written? Targum Yonasan Ben Azil was given Beruach HaKodesh. So Rashi and the Rishonim explain that even if we'll say that Targum Yonasan Ben Azil is, of course, extremely Kodesh, and it was given Beruach HaKodesh, that doesn't mean it may be committed to writing. So again, our Mishnah clearly indicates, my love, our Mishnah, when it says Ben Karim Behem, En Karim Behem, is Karim Behem Nevi'im, En Karim Behem is Ksuvim, And Afishik Suvim Bechaloshin. And it says, even though they're written in any language, the light nitl across behem, that you may not read them as we're learning. And yet Viktani, the Mishnah says, Matzilim, that they may be saved. So we see that even Kisrei Kodesh, they were written in other languages, which is not the way a language, the Kisrei Kodesh should be written, still you could save them. Isn't that Tiyufta Rav Huna? Amalach Rav Huna, Vetizbra. Let's learn the Mishnah further. Ema Seifa, Tun and Geniza. The Mishnah said that if they become decayed, we have to put them into Sheamus. Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Huna, why would our Mishnah teach us that? Hashta, if the halacha is that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, at least with a drabonon, a tzulim, a tzilinon, certainly geniza meboye. So why would our Mishnah have to teach us the halacha of geniza? Says Rav Huna. So we have a difficulty with our Mishnah. Ella, Rav Huna mitaratzel tamei. Rav Huna explains the Mishnah according to his opinion. Rav Chizda mitaratzel tamei. Rav Chizda explains the Mishnah according to his opinion. Rav Huna mitaratzel tamei. Bein shekarim behem neviim. When we speak about something that you're allowed to read is Nevi'im. Bein Shein Kermahem is Ksuvim, because as we learned, Ksuvim may not be read on Shabbos. B'medvar Mamurim, however, says Rav Huna, our Mishnah only allows us to save them Ksuvim B'Loshen Kodesh, if they're written in Loshen Kodesh. Abcha Loshen, if they're written in other languages, there the halacha would be Ein Metzilon. Why? Because loy nitl likros behem. We may not read them. And something that you may not read, you may not save. But still teaches us the Mishnah that even though you're not supposed to read them, afilo hocha geniza boyi, they have to be put into geniza to avoid any bezoyin of the kisvei, to avoid any bezoyin of the kisvei kodesh. And in fact, there's a very important element to learn from here, that the halacha is very strict about us treating Kisvei HaKodesh that became not usable. And in fact, I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses it, a situation where there was a Sefer Torah which became possible, unfortunately, that they only were able to save part of it that was saved from the Holocaust. And the question was, and they want to put it into a museum, they want to put it in a shul, that it should be there as a zecher to what happened and to the Sefer Torah that we were able to save. So the question is, can that be left like that? And he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, that he says, it doesn't have to be put into Geniza, but it has to be put away in the most respectful manner. And therefore, he quotes Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal is saying that to leave it in a lucite container where you'll be able to see the words of the Sefer Torah, where the words of the Sefer Torah will be exposed all of the time, is not considered the proper covered. And it should only be left in that type of a case in a rolled up fashion. Rav Chizda Matarsa Tamei, and Rav Chizda explains the Mishnah according to his opinion. Bein Shekarim Behem is Nevi'im. That we may and actually do read on Shabbos. Main Shein Karmahem is Ksuvim. Abish Ksuvim B'Choloshin, even though they're written in any language, Matzilin, we could save them. Why does the Mishnah continue with Geniza? And the Mishnah continues to teach us, V'Hoch Kamer, and then the Mishnah teaches us, the Mekak Shalhen, that even the decayed parts of a Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, that are not really usable, have to be treated with tremendous respect and have to be put into Geniza. Again, ask the Mara another question on Rav Huna. The Mishnah, the Braisa says, Hayah Ksuvim Targum V'Choloshen, if they're written in Targum or any other languages, Metzilan Asam B'Mayad Leika. To Yufta, the Rav Huna, here it says clearly that it was written in any language, and still the Braisa clearly teaches us that we're allowed to save them on Shabbos. Amlach Rav Huna, responds Rav Huna, that this braisa, high tana sover, this braisa is following the opinion that nitn likras behem, that you're allowed to read from Nach that was written b'chol loshen. If you're allowed to read from Nach b'chol loshen, then there's no issue that certainly you're supposed to save them on Shabbos. Toshma, so the Gemara asks another question. The braisa says, are you ksuvim giftis, midis, ivris, ilmis, yivonis, The Braisa clearly indicates that it is following the opinion that one may not read from these documents. Still, the halacha clearly teaches us the Braisa is matzilan asam b'nayat leika. We're allowed to save them from a fire. This clearly, tiyufta de Rav Huna, is refutation of Rav Huna's opinion that the mandom that says you're not allowed to write them, you're not allowed to read from them, you still should save them on Shabbos. Amalach Rav Huna. So how does Rav Huna respond? Rav Huna responds that indeed tanoihi. This question, if you have Tanakh, that was written in other languages, which is not what should have been done, are you still allowed to save them or not? Is machloikis tanoim. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, hayiksuv targum b'kol loshon matzilan ha'som b'bnei d'leika, and Rav Yosimer, ein matzilan ha'som b'bnei d'leika. And the Gemara brings a raya, Rav Yosi brings a raya to his opinion. Amar Rav Yosi, masav abba chalifta, Rav Kiveger points out that how could Rav Yosi, who was the son of chalifta, mention his father's first name? The halacha is that a son is not allowed to call his father by his name. So from here, Kiveg says that the halacha that a son is not allowed to call a father by his name is only if he doesn't have a title of honor around it. But if he attaches to his father's name a title of honor, you're allowed to mention your father's name. So here he didn't just say chalifta. He said Abba chalifta. And it's very important. Because let's say somebody is in a shul and the gabbai approaches him that he wants to give him an aliyah and he wants to know his name. So he has to say his father's name. He shouldn't just say his father's name. He should say Rav, whatever his father's name is. So again, Amar Rav Yosi, Masav Abba Chalifta, Shaolach Eitzel Rav Gamliel Baribi. He went to Rav Gamliel, was a great person, Litferia. A Matzav, Shayoshua Shulchanah, he was sitting on the table. B'yad Sefer Iyuv Targum. There was a Sefer Iyam that was translated, Vukarboy, and he was reading it. Amalai, so Abba Chalifta said, Zochani Rav Gamliel Avi Avicha, I still remember Rav Gamliel, your grandfather. So your Oymel Gaba Maula Baharabais, he was standing on the steps of the Harabais, Vivil of Sefer Iyuv Targum, and they brought him the translation of Sefer Iyuv, Vamla Banoi, and he told the people who worked at the base of Migdosh, Shakua Tachas Hanadbuch. Put it under the stones. Afhu, Sir Gamliel, when he heard what happened with his grandfather, Tzivalov v'gunzvan. So we see clearly that Rav Yossi's opinion is that you should not read from these svarim that are translated and they should be buried. And therefore, his opinion also is that if you should not save them on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Omer, a rev shatit kafalov. He poured over it a basket of cement. Omer Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Chei Chuvas Bedover. It's not plausible to assume that that's what he did. Chada v'chitit b'har bayis b'nayim. They didn't use regular cement in the harabayis that you should say there was tit to pour over it. V'oid, and another question is, v'chimuta la'avdim b'yad. Is one allowed to, even if they're not allowed to be written, are you allowed to deliberately destroy them? El menichem makom b'torfa, you should leave them in an open place, and they get markivim aleim, and that they'll get decomposed. But we're not allowed to put them in a deliberately, and you're not allowed to deliberately destroy them. So matanoi, so ask the Gemara, So we said there's a machloikus tanoim that if you're allowed to save tanach that was written b'chol koloshin. Ilema, so Rav Yosi clearly is the man d'omer that Rav Huna is following. Rav Yosi holds that if it was written in another language, we may not save it. But who is the Tana? Rav Chis is going to agree. If we're going to say it's a Tana Kama to Rav Yosi, that Rav Chisda is going to hold like the Tana Kama, says the Gemara, who says that the Tanakama agrees with Rav Chisda? It could be the Dibbon Bahakamifli. The Sava, Masav, the Tanakama holds, Nitin Likres Behen, that you're allowed to write Nach in every language. And if you're allowed to write Nach in every language, so therefore, you're allowed to certainly be Matzlit. Well, Masava, loy nitl likris behem, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds you can't save it. But we're trying to find a man domer that holds that even though we're trying to find a Tana that holds like Rav Chisda, that even if loy nitl likris, that you're not allowed to write them, you're still allowed to be matzlit. Ella, who is the Tana? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that if it's written in any language, you're not allowed to save it. The opinion of Rav Huna. The Tana, we learned in a Braisa, on Amud Aleph, the Mandama of Giftis, that even though it was written in a language that you're not allowed to read it, write it in, still you're allowed to be matzalit. And that clearly is the opinion of Rav Chisda. Tana Rabban, Habrochis. So in those days, they didn't write anything. So you weren't allowed to write a siddur that had the brachs in it, or the kameyas. We learned early in a Masechta that they had kameyas. So the Ra explains that when we're speaking here about a kameya, we're talking about a kameya that does not have the Shem Hashem in it. Because if the kameya has the Shem Hashem, so we have an obligation to save the kameya. The Ran disagrees. He says that even though it's a kameya or a siddur that has the Shem Hashem, you're not supposed to write it, and the fact that it has a Shem Hashem in it doesn't change the halacha. Abishem, even though they have the Oysir Shel Shem, again, according to Rav, means that mean doesn't have the whole Shem, only a Zeich of the Shem. Umayanis Harbish Torah, it has many psukim. Eimat Silan Oysam B'nai Leika, we may not save them from a Deleika. So, explain the Ritva. This Braisa is even following the opinion of Chisda. Because even Rav Chisda, who says that Kisvei HaKodesh, even according to Mandama, that Kisvei HaKodesh ain't nitan likasev, you're not allowed to write Kisvei HaKodesh in other languages. But still, since there are circumstances that one is supposed to be matzah the Kisvei HaKodesh, when they're in Lashon HaKodesh, so says Rav Chisda that even when they're loy nitun likasev, we should save them on Shabbos. Whereas over here, we're speaking about brachas and kameyas that were not supposed to be written at all. And since they were not supposed to be written at all, the halacha is that even Rav Chisda, under any circumstances, under any language, Rav Chisda will agree that you're not matzal them. Furthermore, the Rosh and the Ran teach us that just like we learned on Amud Aleph that even though there's a discussion if we're allowed to write Kisvei HaKodesh B'chol Loshon, and Tosfos taught us that that's not Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh, certainly Kisvei HaKodesh can be written B'chol Loshon. Says the Rosh and the Ran, the same thing as with the Brachas, with the Sidurim. In those days, they were able to daven Baal Peh, by memory. Bezman Hazeh, where we can't daven Baal Peh, the halacha is that everybody will agree that they may not be, that they may be written. And if they may be written, then of course they could be saved because of a deleika. But again, the brachas and kamei in those days, we can't save them before a fire. If there's a fire, chas v'shalom, they should be burnt on the spot. Based on this, we said, Kosvei brachas kesarfei Torah. If somebody writes a bracha, it's like he's burning the Torah. Because if he writes the bracha, and chas v'shalom, there'll be a fire on Shabbos, the halacha will be that we can't save it on Shabbos. So it's as if we caused it to get burnt on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Mais Bechet Shayu Kosvei B'tzidon, that we write this types of brachas and kameyas in the city of Tzidon. Ba'avadiyas Rabbi Shmuel, and they notified Rabbi Shmuel what he's doing. Ba'alach Rabbi Shmuel Abadkar, Rabbi Shmuel came and checked them out. Shaya Oyla Basulam, as Rabbi Shu was going up the ladder, Hirgishba, the person realized Rabbi Shmuel's coming, and he's going to catch him. Natal Tumas Shabrachas, he took a packet of these sidurim, v'shokim b'sefel shamayim, and put them into a pail of water that Rabbi Shmuel should not be able to catch him. Ublashin zeh amalei Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel told him, gadol oynash achron min harishon, destroying the brachas is worse than just writing them. Because if you would have written them, who says there would have been a fire? But here, by writing them, is certainly much worse. So the Chida asks, what was this person thinking? So Chida says that this person that wrote was violating Chazal's takana, that you should not write it, and also the concern that if there's a fire, they'll get burnt. On the other hand, by destroying them, he felt he was only doing one Isser, and that's why he thought it's the more appropriate thing to do. The Paiskim, in many Tshuvas Svarim, have a very serious discussion about if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, has to go to the hospital, Lo Yaleinu, and he has a disease where he's quarantined, and everything that he brings into the hospital must be destroyed, must be burnt, because it comes in contact with the germs, with the virus, with the disease. And the question is, can he bring to the hospital his tefillin, and knowing that after he, Mitzvah Shem, leaves the hospital, they're going to burn those tefillin. As I said, many Paiskim discussed the Shaila. Rav Moshe, one of his first tshuvas, the Shaila of Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Aruchayim Chelek Aleph, Simon Dalid, was asked this question, and he says that certainly that doing this is considered usur. He says, if we're learning in our Gemara that even though there was Chazal, under most circumstances, said we can't be Mechal Shabbos by a fire, but by Kisvei Kodesh Chazal, realizing the Kedusha that was involved in Kisvei Kodesh, took a different approach. So we see how important and how holy Kisvei Kodesh are, and we can't therefore burn them, and then he can't let them come to a situation where they will be burnt. And Rav Moshe brings a raya. He says, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if somebody wrote a siddur in those days, when the Kosvei Brachas, when they weren't supposed to write a siddur, the Gemara calls him Kesarfei Taira. Why is he called Kesarfei Taira? Because if there will be a fire, hopefully there wouldn't be a fire, but there's a concern that there will be a fire, and if there's a fire, he's going to have to leave it, and they're going to get burnt. So the Gemara already calls this individual Kesarfei Taira. So certainly in a situation where somebody's bringing tefillin, which of course may be written, should be written, they're not like the brachas in those days that weren't supposed to be written. And it's not a shail of chas v'shalom, there'll be a fire. We know that the policy, the rules are that they must get burned. They can't be taken out of the hospital. You have no right to bring it to the hospital. And the Chibina Rav, and the Shas of Tshuvas, David Misharim, and in his brother Tshuvas, Shaila Tshuvas Chazon Nachum Simen Vav, also discussed the Shaila, and they also take the exact same approach, that tefillin that we know that will have to get burnt may not be brought to a situation that would Chas V'Shalom happen. Continues the Gemara. B'aymenei Rish Lakish Barav Barav Huna. Ha'yikaisim, if the Kisvei Kodesh were written, B'sam is with paint, the sikra is a red color, the kumis, gum, the kankatum, ferrous salt, right? But they were written in the Lashon Kodesh. Matzilasim of Nedlika, may they be saved because of a fire or a matzilim. And the Gemara explains the question. Tabayla mandam matzilim. This question could be asked both according to Rav Chizda's opinion, that was lenient and said that we always are matzil. And it goes according to Rav Huna's opinion that we're always not, that we weren't matzil if it's loy nitin l'kosif. Tabayl mandam eimet silin. It's a question according to Rav Huna that says eimet silin. Hanimili, when was that said? Hechad eksivit targum b'chaloshin, which should not have been done. Ava hochad eksivit b'loshin kodesh, which is a language that they should have been written. Matzilin. Idoma, we could argue. Afila mandama, even according to Rav Chizda, the matzilin, hani mila hechad eksivim d'yoy, when they're written with ink, the mekayim, which will last. Aval hocha, since they were written in a way, kim d'loy mekayim, that they won't last, loy, we don't save them. Amale, so Rava said, a matzilim. If they were written this way, then we don't save them. Ask the Gemara, v'rav hum nunatana, Then we learn in the Braisa the Matzilin. So how could you tell us a Matzilin? Amalei, So he responded, Itanya Tanya. If there's a brisa that clearly indicates that that's the halacha, that's of course what we should do. My Tanya, ask the Gemara, where do we have a brisa that even though if they were written in one of these types of inks, we still are matzel? On Rashi Kretanya, ain't bein Sfarim and Megillah. There's no difference between all Sfarim and the Megillah. El Shel Sfarim Nechtavim B'Chaloshin. All the other Sfarim can be written in any type of language. Megillah Shekesuva Ashuris. The Megillah has to be written in Ashuris, Ala Sefer, or B'diyoy. So we see that only Megillah has to be B'diyoy. Everything else doesn't have to be B'diyoy. And if it doesn't have to be B'diyoy, then the halacha is that it was written perfectly in a halachically acceptable manner, and therefore, if there's a fire on Shabbos, matzilin. Baimnei, Rav Huna Bachilav Merav Nachman. Sefer Torah, Shem Boi Lalakit Shemana V'Chamisha Eishis. If you have a Sefer Torah that doesn't have in it enough to gather 85 letters, that means most of the Sefer Torah is erased, and the only number of letters that are still intact are a total of 85. What is the significance of 85 letters? Because Kigoyim Parshas Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron, the smallest parsh in the Torah is the parsh of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron, and Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron has 85 letters in it. So the question is, Matzilin Oysa B'mneid Lika E'matzilin, do we save it or not? And the Balat Turim makes a very interesting observation, because the pasuk before Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron says Vativar Bam Eish. So we see that this parasha of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron is very much connected to what we're discussing about Eish. Amalei Vatibaylach. So he says, why are you coming up with this situation? Why don't you ask Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron Gufa if the only thing you have written left in the Sefer Torah is the parasha of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron? Hechad the Chasser, says the Gemara, what's the halacha? And does if you don't have the whole parsha of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron, Hechad the Chasser parsha of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron loikam v'ayli. So he said, Rav Huna said to him, if you have parsha of Vayehi Ben Tzai Aaron, but even if it's missing letters, there's no question you're allowed to save it. Kim Dispe Haskaris, it has the Shem Hashem. Actually, the Shem Hashem appears twice in that parsha. Avgad Deles Beishman V'Chamishim Oisius, even though it doesn't have 85 letters, certainly Matzilin, we're allowed to save it. Kikam Abayli, my question is, Sefer Torah Sheim Bei Lelakit. You have a Sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 letters, but it doesn't have the Shem Hashem. Because if it had the Shem Hashem, there's no question that automatically we have to save it. My, what's the halacha? Amalei, which Rav Nachman responded, Ei Matzilin, we don't save it. Eisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Targum Shekasa Mikra, if you have something that's written in Aramaic, that was written in Hebrew, or Mikra Shekasa Targum, or something that's written in Lashon Kodesh, and you wrote it in Aramaic, the Ksav Ivris, something was written in the right language, but in the Ivri script, not in the Ashur script, Matzilan Soy, we could save it from a fire on the Shabbos. Vein tzarech lo matargim shebe'ozer mishebaniel shebetayra. Certainly goes to say the parts of Ezra and Daniel or in the Tanakh, anywhere where a word is written in Aramaic, of course you could save it. Ask the Gemara, targim shebetayra ma'inihu. Where do we find in the Torah words that are written in Aramaic? Says the Gemara, yegasa adusa. And there it says, the Braisa continues, v'avagav deles by shemanim chamisha oisius. And the Braisa says that this, you could save it, even though it doesn't have 85 letters. So clearly, that we see from here that a passage which has less than 85 letters can't be saved. Answers the Gemara, ki tanya hi lahashlam. It doesn't mean it doesn't have 85 letters. These words make it have 85 letters. But if it didn't have 85 letters, then you couldn't say, maybe you don't save it. And you can't save it. Ask the Gemara, Ibayluhu. So now we're saying you have to have 85 letters. Ask the Gemara, Hani Shmanim Chamisha Osius. When we speak about the 85 letters, Mechunosois Umfazoris, do they have to be all together, or could it be scattered throughout that scroll that's in front of you? Rav Huna Amar Mechunosus, Rav Huna says they have to be together. Rav Chisda Mafil Mufazaris, even if they're spread apart. Meisvei asked the Gemara. The Brisa says, Sevatar Shabala, a Sevatar that got worn out, Im Yesh Belalakit Shmon of Chamesh Oisius, if you could get together 85 letters, Kigoyim Pasha Vahibin Soya, Oroin, Matsilin, Vemlav, Ena Matsilin. So the Brisa says, to gather, isn't that clear that they scattered throughout the Sefer Torah, and yet the Brisa says, if you could lalak it, if you would be able to gather them together, it still will be kosher. To Yofta de Rav Huna, who said that they have to be mechunasos. Tirgum Rav Chisda, leave the Rav Huna, betevis. It's talking about whole words. That means, the whole words are scattered. That everybody agrees that you should save the Sefer Torah. But if it's only letters that are scattered throughout the Sefer Torah, that's not what the Brisa is speaking about, and that is the subject of Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says, if you only have letters, they have to be mechunasos. And Rav Chisda says, even if you have letters that don't add up to into a word, you still should save that Sefer Torah if there's enough for the 85, if there are 85 letters, as there are in the Parasha of Yehi ben Tzoya Aron.